Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 393, How I Learned to Stop Worrying About Money and Quit My Job, by Mr. 1500 with budgetsaresexy.com. And I am Dan, your host, and this is where I read to you from some of the best blogs on personal finance. Now, let me tell you just a bit about today's author. He's actually a new weekly contributor to Budgets Are Sexy. That is Mr. 1500. His goal was to retire in 1500 days, and you can learn more about him and his story on his site, 1500days.com. But you'll also get some info about him in this post. So with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. How I Learned to Stop Worrying About Money and Quit My Job, by Mr. 1500 with budgetsaresexy.com. I left my job about 4 months ago and haven't regretted it a bit. My career didn't even last 20 years. I started my first real job in January of 1998, and my last day was April 13th of 2017. Leaving wasn't an easy decision. I have money security issues, and I suffered from an acute case of one more dollar syndrome, the first cousin of one more year syndrome. When I started my journey to financial freedom way back on January 1st of 2013, I figured I would need about $1 million to quit, $40,000 per year per the 4% rule. When I left, I had almost $1.4 million saved up, and this didn't include $400,000 in home equity. Despite the big nest egg, picking up the phone to tell my boss the bad news was one of the most difficult calls I've ever made. Over 4 months later, I'm still adjusting, but life is pretty great. How I Learned to Stop Worrying About Money and Quit My Job. The numbers part of retirement is easy. Figure out your annual spending and sock away enough to last a lifetime. The emotional part, not so easy. Here is how I learned to stop worrying and quit my job. Number one, I'm frugal and flexible. I plan my retirement money needs according to the 4% rule, which has no shortage of detractors. It isn't 100% safe, but then nothing is. My advice is to stay frugal and flexible. Frugality. If you can live on $40,000 per year, it doesn't take much income to move the needle. Just generating an extra $10,000 turns the 4% rule into the 3% rule, drastically improving your odds of never running out of money. You can make $10,000 by renting a room, driving for Uber, or getting a part-time gig. Flexibility. Being able to react to the curveballs life pitches isn't just a good strategy for early retirement. It's a good strategy for life. Don't get set in your ways. Be mindful of the world and be ready to pivot in the unlikely event that your net worth craters by 50% the day after you quit. Number two, I considered the worst-case scenarios and created backup plans for my backup plans. Some of my worst-case scenarios include massive stock market drop early in retirement, lack of meaning in my life, and one of my biggest, boredom. The worst-case scenarios are not that bad once you start thinking about them. If the market tanked, I'd step up my side hustles or go back to full-time work for a year. If I was bored, I'd hire a life coach. Perhaps my ultimate worst-case scenario is this. I die regretting all of the things I didn't get around to doing. I've helped eliminate that one by leaving my job, but I still needed to come up with backup plans for financial disasters. My worrying brain constantly barrages me with what-ifs. What if the stock market drops by 50%? What if health insurance costs $3,000 a month? What if my wife or I come down with a major illness? Here are my backup plans in order of mild, stock market drops 50%, to terror, in a temporary bout of insanity, I invest all of my money in an MLM and lose it all. Pick up a side hustle. Go back to full-time work. sell my home to get the equity, $400,000, out, move to a foreign country for cheap living and health care, create my own MLM. Maybe I should implement that last one today. Brace yourselves, readers. Today, I'd like to introduce you to my new business, Mr. Money Marshmallow. Just kidding. As much as I enjoy marshmallows, I really, really dislike MLM schemes. And now I'm all distracted. Pull yourself together, man. I don't think that I'll have to do any of those things, but knowing that I've thought through my worst-case scenarios gives me peace. Number 3, I realized that risk is okay, or even great. Quitting work at 43 isn't the safe route. If I wanted that, I'd work until I'm 62 and continue to stockpile money. I'd have good insurance the whole time, a decent car, and maybe even... Oh wait, I feel something coming on. It's a yawn. To hell with that. A normal life of safety sounds pretty boring. I want to live on my own terms and follow my own ambition. Besides, no one ever did anything great taking orders from Mr. Bossman in a cube, right? Number 4. I know that the work I love is my best work. I learned an important lesson on my journey to early retirement. You can't retire to nothing. Retiring just for the sake of retiring is a horrible idea. Any well-adjusted human needs meaningful activity to be happy. Many of us get it from work, and if that's you, you better have something lined up when you leave. TV won't cut it. I have my writing. Without it, I probably wouldn't have left my job. Financially, I would have been better off sticking with my career as a programmer. However, money only funds a certain amount of happiness. At some point, you max out that happiness account and need to move on. This is exactly what I had to do. I realized that more money wasn't going to make me happier, but working on my blog, a book, and related projects would. I should have done it sooner. Everyone says it, and here I am saying it too. I should have left my job sooner. Chances are, you'll say the same when it's time. Humans have a tendency to let their fears stand in the way of their dreams. We cling to worst-case scenarios to justify the chains that bind us. And to make it more difficult, leaving work before you're old and gray is still an unconventional concept. Humans are followers, and not many members of the herd leave their jobs early. But I can't tell you how much I'm enjoying my life now. Every day is different. This is how one played out earlier this week. Woke up at 5 a.m. Life is too good to spend it sleeping. Biked 20 miles up into the mountains. Life is too good to not be in optimum health. Ate breakfast with my girls. Worked on 3 different blog posts for 2 hours. Biked with the girls to the library. Went home for lunch. Spent the afternoon at the pool with the girls. Polished up a chapter on a book I'm working on. Dinner. Family walk. Played Ticket to Ride with the family. I left my job about 4 months ago and haven't regretted it a bit. I encourage others who've already reached FIRE to strongly consider it too. You just listened to the post titled How I Learned to Stop Worrying About Money and Quit My Job by Mr. 1500 with BudgetsAreSexy.com.
For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
That's going to do it for today. I will see you in the Thursday show tomorrow, where we will have a post from Mr. Money Mustache. So see you there, where your optimal life awaits.